The Congregation for Catholic Education has presented a guideline to help local churches promote vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Emer McCarthy reports.
A vocation to the priesthood is a gift from God. However, the future of the priesthood also depends on the present coherence of Christian life in families, parishes, communities, and among priests themselves, who must help create a space that encourages young men to consider priestly life in an often discouraging world. 4 years in the making, the guidelines published Monday at the Vatican are the result of a questionnaire sent out across the Universal Church following the Congregation for Catholic Education's 2008 plenary assembly. The 27-page document describes the current situation of priestly vocations as both good and at the same time bad. It begins by focusing on traditionally Christian countries in the West, where it says unbridled consumerism, falling birth rates, and a fall in religious practice have led to more young men ignoring a vocation to priestly ministry and an increasingly elderly pool of priests to serve the church. The document puts this down to a series of reasons: the spreading of a secularized mentality that discourages people from following the Lord Jesus more radically and more generously, parents who sometimes reserve little space to the possibility of a call to a special vocation, the gradual marginalization of the priest in social life, with the consequent loss of his relevance in the public sphere. It says, furthermore, in many places, the choice of celibacy is questioned, not only a secularized mentality, but also erroneous opinions within the church bring about a lack of appreciation for the charism and the choice of celibacy. The congregation finally suggests that pastoral ministry of vocations must offer boys and young men a Christian experience where they can know firsthand the reality of God Himself. This means making families aware of the important role they play in forming a vocation. It also encourages an experience of community life before entrance into the seminary and underlines the importance of a clear understanding of the commitments the priesthood entails, in particular with regard to celibacy. The document concludes, "Fostering vocations to the priesthood is a constant challenge for the church, in particular, fostering a welcome for the call of God to ministerial priesthood." I'm Emer McCarthy.